Pili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. Simen Tov Sadi Dalet Tfila on Shavuos. V'yom Chamishim L'sfiras Omer Hu Chag HaShavuos. That's Shavuos. The Seder HaTfila is like the Yom Tov of Pesach. But instead of saying the Pesach phrase, you say Es Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And you finish the Hallel on Shavuos, it's a Yom Tov. And you take out two Sefer Torah. In the first Sefer Torah, you have five Aliyahs from Bachodesh HaShlishi. That is the Parsha of Matan Torah and the Aseres HaDibros in Yisro. And then in Maftir, you read of Yom HaBikurim from Parshas Pinchas. And then you read the Haftorah is from Merkava de Yechezkel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's a minhag that you give the Haftorah to a gadol v'chacham, like the Rav of the Shul. Because the Mishnah says that the Maisim Rekava can only be learned and taught if you're a chacham who may be midaito. Someone who understands Torah in depth, because the Maisim Rekava is very deep, esoteric ideas, and can only really be understood by someone who has a lot of Torah knowledge. And therefore the custom is to give it to the Rav of the Shul, or somebody very, very learned. Now here, when it comes to the laning on Shavuos, there's a long bare halacha, which is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you read the Aseres HaDibros B'tam HaElyon, the upper notes. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in the Be'er Lacha, he explains as follows. When you look in the Aseres HaDibros, in the Chumash, so there are two sets of notes of Ta'amim. And the difference is, one set divides it up by Pasuk, the way we have it, regular Pesukim. But the other set, the Tam HaElyon, divides up the Aseres HaDibros according to each Dibra, meaning each of the Ten Commandments gets its own Pasuk. That's called Tam HaElyon. And there are many, many differences based on this, and the Be'er Lacha gives you the whole list of differences. So the minhag is that on Shavuos, when we received the Aseres HaDibros, we heard the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos, so the minhag is that you read the Aseres HaDibros with the Tam HaElyon, that every Dibur is a pasuk, because we want to emphasize and highlight the Aseres HaDibros. But when you lay in the regular way, in Parshas Yisro, and Parshas Voaz Chanan, then you read Tam Tachton, then you read the regular way, where the psukim are broken up into the ordinary, shorter psukim. The Be'er Lacha quotes that some have a custom to always read B'tam HaElyon. Oh, okay. And the Tam Tachton is only used when, like, you're doing Shaymer Kavecha Targum for yourself. So some have that custom. But the standard custom is that on Shavuos we do Tam HaElyon, and on Yisro and Voaz Chanan we do the regular laning Tam Tachton. Oh. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the famous minhag of staying up the whole night on Shavuos. That you stay up the whole night learning Torah. It's based on the Zohar, and it's found in the, and the Arizal pushed this idea, and the Arizal writes, Kol mi shebalayla lo yashan klal, if a person didn't sleep the whole night, v'ikar v'haya osek b'torah, and he learned Torah, muftach lo sheyashlim shenasav lo yero l'shum nezek. It's a guarantee he'll live out the year, and no harm will befall him. So it's a very, very important custom to try to learn the whole night on Shavuos night. Now, what's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the standard reason is that the Medrash says that Bnei Israel were sleeping the night of Matan Torah, and Hashem, in a sense, had to wake them up. They overslept. And therefore, we want to make up for this. We're misaking this. So therefore, we show Hashem we're not oversleeping. We're awake the whole night in excitement, anticipation, getting ready for Matan Torah. So the way we make up for that they overslept is we stay up the whole night. Oh, and we're learning the whole night. That's the pshat that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Now, when you're up the whole night, there are various halachos that have to be considered. Number one, you don't say the brach of Amatil Sidayim unless you use the bathroom. So when you're about to go, when you're about to start davening, to say Amatil Sidayim, you have to use the bathroom first. And then you can say the brach of Anatila Sidayim. Oh, and Ashiyatzer as well, obviously. If you're not married and you're wearing a regular tzitzis, So you shouldn't make a bracha on that in the morning. Rather, you have somebody who's wearing a talis. When they're making their bracha, they have you in mind, and you answer amen, and then you would, kiss your tzitzis. Regarding Birchas HaTorah, so it's a suffix whether you say Birchas HaTorah when you're up the whole night. So the custom is somebody else sleeps and says the Birchas of Birchas HaTorah for you in shul. Similarly, Elkanah Shaman, Amar Bereshena, is a suffix whether you say it if you're up the whole night, and the custom is that somebody says the Birchas for you in shul, for those Birchas for you as well in shul. Now the minig is, what goes on is in the shuls, there's always a designated sleeper who sleeps Shavuos night, and he then says all the Birchas HaShachar for everyone. And because that's what goes on. And you yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. But really, if you know the halachos, most of the brachos you can say yourself. The only brachos that are questionable, as we just explained, are Anatilas Yadayim and Birchas HaTorah and Ma'ar Hashem Elokai Neshama. So a learned person can say most of the Birchas HaShachar himself, and only answer Amen to those that are questionable. But since not everyone is so learned, what the minhag developed is that the person who sleeps says all the brachos for everyone, and their yotze with Shomei HaKa'ona. Oh, so that's the minhag of staying up the whole night. It's interesting. I've heard from my Rebbe Rav Schechter Shlita, and later I saw that Rav Schwab Zatzal says the same idea. There's a whole different angle on why we stay up the whole night on Shavuos. Because there are other Makoros that sound like as follows. B'nai Yisrael knew they were going to get the Torah. And we know that most Nevi'im get their Nevuah when they're sleeping. The only exception is Moshe Rabbeinu. So B'nai Yisrael went to sleep on the night of Matan Torah, not because they overslept. They went to sleep because they thought that's how they're going to get the Torah, in their sleep, as Nevi'im. And then Hashem woke them up. The message being, no, you're going to be on a level close to Moshe Rabbeinu, not exactly the same as Moshe, but close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, you get Nevuah when you're awake, because the Matan Torah is so important and so precious, Hashem wants people to be awake when they get the Torah. So that's why we stay up the whole night. The message being that thank you, Hashem, for the schus that B'nai Yisrael had to receive the Torah when they were awake in the morning, and not sleeping with the lower level of Nevuah, but in the higher level of Nevuah. It's a very beautiful shot, a whole different angle, and why we stay up the whole night on Shavuos morning. On Shavuos night, learning. This approach can be found in the Pre-Tzadik on Shavuos, Os, Beis, and also the Mayan Beis HaShoeva of Rav Schwab, Yisro, Perik Yotes, Pasuk, Yudzayin. Bez Hashem, in a separate year, I'll be discussing more in detail the meaning of staying up the whole night of Shavuos in Hashkafa and in Halacha.